Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have a disease. There is no cure. There is no vaccination. There is no treatment. I just have to ride through it. The disease that I have is called patio encephalitis.
And what is patio encephalitis?
It's patioitis. Patioitis.
A longing for patios?
Indeed. When the weather is like this, I want to eat every meal outside, whether it's at our house, whether we're going to a restaurant. I want to go have beers outside. I want to walk to places. I just want to be outside.
This is really what I consider to be Atlanta's golden hour.
Right.
Georgia's, I will say, because we have, if you don't live in Georgia or you've never lived in Georgia, we get, here's the thing, spring is nice. But it comes with pollen, right? In the fall, we have beautiful weather, not too cold, not too hot, for a month, maybe a month and a half.
Well, right now,
depends on the year.
I think right now we're in false fall.
And then it goes back to crazy hot, like in the upper 80s.
Even 90s with tons of humidity. I think that's going to happen probably in the next week or two for a couple of weeks. Then we'll be back to genuine fall. And from the start of genuine fall through about Thanksgiving, I just want to be outside and I want to be on patios. And that's all I want to do. I just go to patios. Hmm. I wish you shared my passion for patio, but you don't.
I do. I always think about how, like, the time that it takes to, like, pack up our stuff, and now that we have the smoosh, and then to get somewhere, like, it's kind of a production. So to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I wish I was on a patio, but I wish I could just, what's the name of the, is it Bewitched or whatever? Where she just like snaps her, she does her nose and then she's somewhere else. If I could wiggle my nose and go sit on a patio with you and drink margaritas in the middle of the week, I 1000% would do that.
It's not that difficult. Patios within walking distance and it's not.
I know. But the thing is that my day starts at 2 a.m. So
okay, well,
by the time we get this idea, I'm just like, I'm tired.
Right. So it's not that it's difficult to get to a patio. It's just that you're tired.
It's more difficult than I am willing to fork up effort for.
Yeah. So maybe we could strategize next year and like pre-plan so you could nap during the second half of summer so that by the time patioitis encephalitis season gets here, then
I'll be like a bear that's just hibernated after the winter.
You need to do patio hibernation. Great idea.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for my new desk.
My name is Callie Dollar. I am grateful for my new bag. It sounds like we're living large over here at the Dollar House.
I'm really throwing down, making it rain with office equipment. There is a really great story that unfolded on our Facebook page over the past several days. It started with a post from a woman named Heather. She said that she was driving from Hilton Head to Atlanta when she passed a man in a Jeep. Now, Heather is also a Jeep driver, and there is this sisterhood and brotherhood among, there's a fraternity of Jeep owners. There's a wave that you do. I owned a Jeep for a while. I got to be in the club for a short period of time.
That was more Jeff Dollar. I'm not going to say on a whim, but he was like, I got to be a part of this Jeep club thing. Like everybody, they're cool and they're like, it's like how he jumps on the bandwagon at the end of a football season when, you know, a team is doing really well because he gets all excited. He gets all excited about this Jeep thing. And then I kid you not, he would get in the car for the purpose of driving around the neighborhood to wave at other Jeep people. And he'd be like, oh, there's a Jeep person. And then I would wave to him and he's like, oh, you can't do that. You don't understand. You don't have a Jeep.
Well, you would wave to them from your car and they didn't get it. They just thought you were some weirdo waving at them from a Mazda.
No, I would do it sitting in the passenger seat of your car. And you're like, you're not the driver. You can't.
No, I never said that. You can do that. You can wait. As long as you're in a Jeep, you're accepted amongst the Jeepers.
The Jeepers. Where did that even come from? That's a thing, right? Like yes. Jeep owners are like.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a fraternity or a union or a brotherhood or a church. And you talk about your Jeeps, you wave at other Jeep drivers, you help out other Jeep drivers. And this woman, Heather, has a Jeep. She is on the highway driving from Hilton Head to Atlanta. She passed a man in a four-door military green matte finished Jeep. So, of course, they did the wave.
Is right? The Jeep wave thing only for people that drive Jeep Wranglers?
I think so. I don't really think you can do it in a Grand Cherokee.
Okay. So it's like
a
cool Wrangler thing.
It's a Wrangler thing, I think. So these two people, it was Heather and her mom in her car, obviously, and this guy alone in the other Jeep, they ended up spending like half of the drive back to Atlanta within a mile of each other on the highway, right? Mm-hmm. So she would pass him and get a few cars ahead, and then he would come up and pass her. And it just, to her, it just felt like this cool Jeep thing that was happening, right? And she's like, this is neat. But she writes on Facebook, what he doesn't know is this. I was on a road trip with my mother, who is in stage 4 kidney failure, among other issues that are continuing to arise. That day, she had grown tired and weak. She started opening up about hospital stays, biopsies, test results, and she told me that she didn't expect any of the news that she would be getting to be good. She doesn't know that I broke down in a bathroom several times, but I tried to maintain composure in front of her because there is hope. We always have hope. I looked up and said to myself, how do I make this drive without having a total breakdown right now in front of her? Enter the man in the green Jeep. That stretch of the drive was magic. It made the emotional tension disappear, and I kept it all together. Mama was laughing at me. She kept looking to see if he had given up, but then he would catch up to us. She'd smile and wave and make a comment to me like, oh, he's so handsome. When we realized that we were parting ways, he got in the express lane and we stayed on 75. We all waved goodbye like old friends. He had a Georgia plate, but I never noticed the county. The odds of reaching him are slim, but I wanted to try. I want him to know that it wasn't just a crazy blonde in a nacho orange Jeep with her mom checking him out, trying to race him. It was so much more than that. So much more than that. So grateful.
So is that an actual upsider in our Facebook group, or was she reposting a story?
No, she's the one in the Jeep.
Oh my gosh.
So she posts that. She also shares it to a bunch of like Jeep groups.
Yeah.
Obviously, it got posted in the Upside Facebook group. I shared it on our Callie and Jeff page. And we just put it out into the world to see what happens. I'm checking it every couple of days because I'm invested in this soap opera. About a week goes by and I see that there is an update from a woman named Lita Anderson. Lita screenshotted a conversation that she was having with Nacho Orange Jeep owner Heather that says, "Y'all, social media did its thing. I found Green Jeeper. Well, actually, his wife. Her name is Lita Anderson. Many reached out asking if it was their husband, but as soon as she sent the photo, I knew it was him. I'm pretty sure this universe connected me with Matt," that's the owner of the Green Jeep, "in order for me to meet his wife. She is the Latina version of me, and she is precious. I already adore her. Y'all can stop looking for a Green Jeeper guy. I found his wife. That's even better."
Aww.
And now they're going to be great friends.
I love that. Jeep, Jeep.
All because of social media. So I think that's important. And I want to ask, I want to see if Heather or Lita will come out with us later this week. Mm-hmm. Because I think we need to highlight stories like this, because we're living in a world where the internet and social media can be such a place to drag you down. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, the Upside community did exactly what it was supposed to do.
So cool.
Lifted up, made a great happy ending to an already cool story.
I love it. You know what we should do instead of having them on is we should have somebody looking for someone like that. And then we should try to make it happen. Do another one, because they've already, you know, their happy ending is already there.
Are you out of your mind? Why would we try to end on a failure? We should quit the show today. This should be the last episode of The Upside.
No, I was trying to expand on the beautiful, like, moment that those people had. Like, what if we make another connection? What if we just quit this podcast and start a friendship matchmaking podcast?
And then we just become the Tinder of friendships.
Okay, not even Tinder, but you know that I am creepy enough to find some stuff. So, you know, we did that with, I totally forgot about the story, but someone brought it up with me yesterday that one of my friends, her husband very sadly passed away, and she was inconsolable, and it was at their home. And the police officer who came to her home was consoling her and just so kind and went out of his way for her. And she was obviously in a state of shock. So she never got his name or whatever. All she could remember was kind of like a little bit of how he looked and maybe like his first name, which was pretty generic. And we found him.
That's true. And the Upside community did identify our beekeeping neighbor.
And we found our beekeeping neighbor. I'm telling you, this could be a whole thing. Here's a whole other podcast for you, Mr. I Love Podcast Ideas. Is like Missed Connections or something like that, how they used to have that. Wasn't that like on Craigslist for a while before Craigslist was like scary? Remember? And it was like, if you missed your connection, like right on the internet.
I saw somebody in the supermarket wearing a blue baseball hat. And I thought he was really cute and I would like to meet him. And you post it on Craigslist and just hope.
So we do that. So we have a Missed Connections podcast. Also, I totally buried the lead. I did not even finish what I was saying about that. About the person who met the
police officer,
first responder. Yeah. So she has become friends with their family. She wanted to move out of town because she's like, I just can't be here. Like, I need a fresh start. Uh-huh. His family bought her home.
No way.
Because they happened to be looking. Yeah. And now they're great family friends, and the whole family and their kids just came and stayed. She moved to the beach and stayed with her.
No way.
Yeah. So she sent me a picture of he and his kids and said, just so you know, like, I have a friend for life now. Like, yeah, she sent me a picture of them yesterday.
See, the world is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It is easy to get mired in the swamp of blah.
Mired in the swamp of blah. There you go. There's your quote for the whole episode.
But the reality is the world is a kind and selfless place, and there are beautiful humans out there who are doing beautiful things that don't even realize, like Jeep guy. I think his name's Matt. The guy driving the Jeep didn't know the joy that he was bringing. He was just goofing around on the highway driving back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But he brought joy, and that's an amazing thing. So thank you, Heather, for sharing this story with us. And I am so happy for your new friendship. And we're so excited that our community was able to play a small part in making that happen.
I need an intervention on myself.
Okay.
I need you to intervene. Well, yeah. So I don't think it started before I was pregnant. Maybe it did. I get on these kicks where I really like something and I'm like, you know what? I like this so much that I'm going to buy a lot of it. So I think it's part of how I always wish that I could do something consistently all the time. Remember how I was complaining?
Oh, this has started. This has been as long as I've known you.
Oh, has it?
This is not a pregnancy.
I couldn't remember anything.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm remembering the start is when I was pregnant. And do you remember when I went through the buffalo chip phase?
Oh, yes.
I was like loving yep. buffalo chips. So I got on Amazon and I ordered a huge box, and this huge box shows up and Jeff is like, are we eating buffalo chips for the rest of our life? I'm like, no, they are so good and I'm going to eat them every day. And then as soon as they came in the mail, I was over it.
Yep.
I don't remember what else I did it with, but I'm doing it now. I did it with Lemon Perfect. I was drinking Lemon Perfect like every 5 seconds. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to order all the flavors. And we now have like 3 dozen Lemon Perfect. And I kind of stopped drinking it, not because I don't like it, but I was just like, that phase is over.
But it can't be over because we have it. Now it's
just. Maybe I'll just start giving it away.
Oh, we're not rich. You did this with, you don't just do it with food stuff. You did it with some stuff to clean outdoor furniture. Remember you bought like 6 bottles of
this? Okay, it was not 6. It was 2.
It was more than 2 because we ended up throwing them away. It was like 4. There were things to like clean outdoor cushions. You bought that. You do it with weird food things all the time. Where you're like, you know what? I'm going to start sweetening everything I own with monk fruit. So you buy like 4 pounds of monk fruit stuff. And then the thing is, if you used it at least halfway, you wouldn't require an intervention. But it's like the minute that it arrives, you're done with it.
Yeah, like it's like the shine has worn off. So I feel like
once it's in your,
but here's the thing. It's like I have things that I do eat all the time or whatever that I don't buy in bulk, and then I wind up having to buy them over and over and over again. And the monotony, it's like when I make when I decide to like invest in like whatever it is that I'm going through, like 10 bags of chips, then I'm over it.
How long did that weird Gwyneth Paltrow powder last?
3 months.
But so did we use the whole box that you bought, or is it still in the?
We have like 2 here, but I have a box at work.
Yeah.
And I really like it. I just see the thing with that is you have to drink it with sparkling water. And then I stopped being able to get sparkling water. And then it was a whole thing and it was heavy.
You stopped being able to get sparkling water? It's everywhere.
Well, I was ordering it online and then it was like, oh, we're out. And I was like, oh, I don't feel like getting it at the grocery store because then I have to carry it and it's really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
The problem is I'm glad to stage this intervention for you. And I'm glad you brought this up because I need an intervention as well.
What's your intervention?
But the thing is you have to tell me before you're about to make a mass order.
Okay.
Because I will see it show up at the house. And like the minute you got like 4 cases of that Lemon Perfect stuff, I was like, these will be in our pantry for eternity. And I even called you on it like 2 weeks after they arrived. I'm like, you still drinking this stuff? And you're like, yeah, I put one in the fridge every day. And I'm like, okay. And then it took a mental picture. I looked at it and went snap. Made a snapshot in my brain, a Polaroid, a brain Polaroid, mm-hmm. a brainoroid. And I put it in my brain. And then I looked like 3 days later and nothing had changed. Mm-hmm. So anywho, my intervention is this. You bought some fresh baked supermarket cookies from somewhere. And yes, you told me, you're like, I'm going to take one with me to work every day in my lunch. And I was like, that's great. But you put them where I could see them.
I tried to hide them from you.
Mm. I'm like a raccoon with garbage. I can sniff it out. So
you're like the cookie monster.
I 100% am. And they're so good. I intentionally didn't look at the label because I don't want to know what grocery store they were from because they're so good.
How many did you eat?
2 so far. So I need you to put them somewhere else in the house.
Okay.
Or take them to work. If your thing is to have one cookie every day at work, take them to work. You have willpower. I don't. Mm. So I need them hidden. I can't do it. Like, yeah. I physically can't. I'm thinking about them right now. I want to go get one right now. That's how much I like chocolate chip cookies.
Sorry, I tried to hide them from you. Apparently, I did a really terrible job. Okay, I will take them to work. I will get them out of the house because I feel like if they're in the house, your little spidey sense will know it.
Yep.
You'll find it.
Yeah. So I read a interesting study on only children. It caught my eye because I was raised as an only child.
Now, you say raised as an only child. I feel like you need to give a little disclaimer about what that means.
Well, only because I've talked about Big Dave before on the show and on my radio shows, who is my half brother. Who is my half brother. But we weren't raised together. Like, we weren't raised in the same house.
Right. You didn't have a relationship with him until you were an adult.
Yeah. I mean, I knew who he was, but right. He lived in North Carolina and I lived in New York.
Right.
So
in Syracuse, it was Jeff's world.
It was Jeff's world. And
it's still Jeff's world. I'm just, you know, along for the
ride. Research said that the researchers who did this study started by saying only children are often thought to be more narcissistic, depressive, and impulsive than non-only children. They have been described as, quote, little emperors.
Okay. While I do think that you sometimes act like a little emperor, I don't think that the three were adjectives. I don't think any of those describe you.
Narcissistic, nope. Depressive, and nope. Impulsive?
No, I don't think you're any of those.
That's good because the study from a university in China said that the phrase in the syndrome, only child syndrome, mm-hmm. Non-existent. It doesn't exist. And they had volunteers fill out a form and, you know, talk about how many siblings they have or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they did a blind test where the volunteers had to do like an altruistic task or a selfless task. And there is no difference in how the only children performed it compared to the children with siblings.
That might mean you're not a narcissist. It doesn't mean you know how to share.
That's true.
I mean, you were like self-admittedly, like Jeff, and I'm not saying this because I'm calling you out, but Jeff tells the story that I think is so funny because I have a younger sister and, you know, we grew up sharing the bathroom and fighting for the front seat and all that kind of stuff. And Jeff tells a story about, well, you can tell it about the sweatshirt.
I was at the lake and we had company at the lake and it got chilly. And so somebody said to me, hey, can I borrow one of your hoodies? And I think the average bear would be like, sure, go into the closet in the bedroom and help yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think twice about it.
My brain panicked. I was like, you're going to wear an article of my clothing? Then what do we do with it? Then do we wash it? What or do you take it home? How do I get it back if you don't give it back to me? What happens with that? Like, I couldn't process the idea of somebody wearing my clothes.
Which is so funny because I think anyone that has a sibling right now is laughing because that is just standard sibling
right.
Operating procedure is you get to steal other people's clothes and then you fight about who doesn't give them back or whatever. It's just like a thing, like a sibling rite of passage. Nothing is your own when you have a sibling.
And so that to me is not a, yeah. So I believe I am happy that the study has proven that the official, finger quotes, only child syndrome doesn't exist. But I do think that there are things that only children, there are challenges that only children face when they become adults because they don't have the experience interfacing frequently with people.
So you didn't feel like it was weird as a kid, but when you're an adult, you're like, weird. I don't know how to do that.
I the stuff that is weird to me is not weird to other people because of the sibling thing, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So I do think that there is that only child syndrome presents itself.
But I do think that you have like superpowers that people that have siblings don't have as much. Like, I think that the way you care for your parents is, I think only children, it's not that people with siblings don't take care of their parents, but I feel like it's very close to only children. I think you read that once for a three random things or something, that only children are feel this, like they're very good caretakers and they're very good at, like, you know.
I can also play in a closet by myself for hours and it doesn't even bother me.
And you totally kill it at solo tetherball.
There's really nothing more frustrating than realizing your refrigerator or freezer is empty of healthy foods just an hour before dinner. Then you got two choices. You're either making a last minute run to the grocery store or you're ordering delivery. Again, don't let that happen to you. Be prepared for whatever life throws your way with high quality meat delivered right to your door. Callie and I have a freezer full of Butcher Box meat. They deliver 9 to 11 pounds of meat to our house every single month. Here's the thing. We choose the custom box, but they also have curated box options to make it even simpler. You go to butcherbox.com/upside. You choose your box and delivery frequency. Their curated boxes are great, but if you know exactly what your family likes, get a custom box. You'll get exactly what you and your family love. They ship your order frozen at peak freshness and packed in a 100% recyclable box, and shipping always free. You're going to have great tasting, high quality meat delivered right to your door. We're talking about pork and chicken, beef, even wild caught lobster tails and wild caught Alaskan salmon, sugar-free bacon, all of that sitting on your doorstep waiting for you to make delicious as part of breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Now, here's your chance to never have to shop for ground beef again. That's right. ButcherBox is giving new members free ground beef for life. But you got to sign up at butcherbox.com/upside. You get 2 pounds of ground beef for free in every order for the life of your membership. But you got to go to butcherbox.com/upside to claim this deal. That's butcherbox.com/upside for free ground beef for life. Thank you to ButcherBox for partnering with The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
Did you know you could actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates start at 5.93% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. Just for Upside listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's lightstream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
One of the first things you're supposed to do every morning is have a big, tall glass of water. It's a way to charge your system. Let your body know that, hey, all functions are go. We are awake. Well, you can improve that little process with one stick of liquid IV in your water. A stick of liquid IV has the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium that's going to enhance the delivery of water and nutrients into your bloodstream. That stick of liquid IV also has five essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. Again, right into your bloodstream. It's like getting a double jump start at the start of every single day. And it's so convenient. You can keep the liquid IV packets right next to your bathroom sink or even on your nightstand. Mix it into one glass of water, and it's so delicious. Update and upgrade your hydration game with Liquid IV. Not only are they changing your life every morning, but they're also changing the world by donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19 all over the globe. To first responders, food banks, veterans, active military, grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code UPSIDE at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com.
Today's quote of the day is, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore."
Here are my three random things for today, presented by or brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers. If you are middle-aged, listen up. Binge watching more than 2 hours of television per day shrinks your brain, but the effect is worse for those between the ages of 30 and 50 years old.
What?
An extra hour of TV per day can be linked to a 0.5% reduction in brain size. True story conducted by Johns Hopkins University.
Here's what I want to ask. I want to ask the researchers, is it for people who choose watching TV over another activity?
Well, of course. And I think, I mean, this is only one page of the study that I just printed out, like the headline.
I'm sure it's like 208 pages or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it depends on what you're watching. Like if you're binge watching, you know, 9 hours of Dateline, that's probably rotting your brain. If you're watching historical documentaries or shows about planets or like Stephen Hawking things about outer space, then you're probably growing your brain. And my last two random things both have to do with booze. Researchers in the United Kingdom have found a huge benefit to a regular glass of wine. One glass of wine per day decreases the risk of coronary heart disease, but that does not apply to other alcoholic drinks. As a matter of fact, that it was discovered that wine is the only alcoholic drink that has any health benefit whatsoever.
I'm into it. I'm here for it. I love wine.
And my third random thing is Costco is bringing back their wine and beer advent calendars.
That's awesome. Those things sold out in like, didn't they sell out super fast?
They sell out every year. For wine lovers, the calendar costs $100 and it will be available in most stores by the first week of October. It's got 24 half bottles of wine in different varieties.
Oh my gosh.
There's also a Brewer's Advent calendar, which has two dozen 16.9-ounce cans of German beer. Those are my three random things.
We have a current, I will call them fruit flies. I don't know. Is there a difference between a gnat and a fruit fly?
I don't think so. It's an infestation and it's terrible and we're not the only ones dealing with it.
I have been kind of like on my social documenting the process of us trying different homemade remedies to try and get rid of these little jerks because they're in your face is the thing. Like, and they're tiny, so they're hard to catch. It's not like, you know, a big fly in your face or something. Like, it's hard to grasp them. And we have found the greatest machine. And I think somebody sent it to you on Instagram, right? Uh-huh,
yeah.
Sent it to us. And it's so satisfying because what it does is it's very sneaky. So you plug it in. We have ours in our kitchen near where the flies might be, right? A light turns on, like a blue light to attract them in.
It's got like, yeah, it's like a, what do you call it? Like a little, looks ultraviolet-y.
Yeah. Like a UV light.
Yep.
So it has a fan on top, right? So when they're attracted to the light, it sucks them in with a fan and drops them to the bottom of this tunnel where they get caught on what I like to call the sticky pad of death.
It's like, and a, then they it's like can't a post-it. Move. It's a post-it from hell.
It is. It's like a post-it from hell. And you know what? It's really effective and it works awesome. The only thing I don't like about it is that it appears to only work really well at night. And I came home yesterday and there was a fruit fly on my cantaloupe. And yes, we were keeping fruit out purposely to attract them so they can all go die.
We've actually circled. It's called Catchy Bug with a K. KATCHYBUG.com is the website. And thank you to Ashley, who listens to The Upside in Las Vegas, for giving us the heads up on this. So if you put the Catchy Bug, we put the Catchy Bug on our counter, but we've surrounded it with like bananas and a cantaloupe and whatever, because we want the
I would like to say we did not. Jeff would like to play mind games.
Yeah.
With the gnats.
We've done all the stuff. We put the glass of wine out with the dish soap in it. We've put the
we did just wine. We did apple cider vinegar with dish soap. That didn't work. The wine kind of worked.
We did vinegar and baking soda in the drain. Mm-hmm. We've done hot water down the drain, all of that. But for whatever reason, this year they're really bad and the Catchy Bug seems to be working.
And it's funny because there are, I hate when I say that, and I say that all the time. I'm going to try to stop saying that.
What's that?
It's funny because I say that all the time. It drives me nuts. When I re-listen to our show, I'm like, Callie, stop saying that.
It's Don't so ever annoying. Pay attention to how much we say. Here's the thing.
We do. But I kind of like that one. That one doesn't bother me as much. But yeah, this one drives me nuts.
Literally.
I don't think we say literally that much.
We might be saying that one less, but I think we've replaced it with here's the thing. We should never talk. This is a.
We should never bring attention to.
To our crutches, because now it's the only thing you're going to hear. Here's the thing. Now that we've talked about the fact that we say these things, you're literally going to hear them all the time.
And I literally can't remember what I was going to say before we started talking about what I thought was funny.
Right.
So, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. We would love to stay in touch with you by text. Text the word upside to 800-434-5454 and then save it in your phone as Callie and Jeff.
Every Friday on The Upside, we announce a code word, and that code word could turn into a prize for you, but you got to text it in to us. Our winner this week, who's grabbing a pair of Rothy shoes,
is Amanda from Ackworth, and we will send those shoes right to your doorstep. I hope you love them as much as we do.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff, and make sure you have subscribed so you can listen every single Friday to our show and get entered to win the next free stuff Friday prize. Good luck.
Jeff, come on. Yeah, you're wrong for being surprised that Callie would be so prepared for an outing with Ellie. All moms are. It's just that this is your first one and you're doing it at almost a year old. But in non-pandemic times, when families go out with their babies, whether they're infants or younger, you have a diaper bag full of a million things. I mean, like, changes of clothes, most obviously diapers, wipes, snacks, sippy cups, bottles, rags. I mean, like, everything you can possibly imagine is usually carried in one of those things. Callie did a fantastic job in just taking the sippy cups and the, you know, placemat and whatever. Like, I'm surprised maybe she didn't have her own silverware or, I mean, there's just so much stuff. And yes, that is what being a mommy is all about. That is what those diaper bags or big bags, whatever, are all for. So I think you are just probably a product of pandemic parenting where this is new and unusual, I guess. Anyways, Callie, great job. Bye.
I am a proud paying customer of Rothy's. I have 5 pair of them. They are incredibly comfortable. They're super cute. And Rothy's has tons of different styles. So whatever you are looking for, they have it. They have flats, they have loafers, and my personal favorite is the sneaker style. And they have them in a ton of colors and patterns. And also, they have incredibly spacious and also washable bags. That is right. I said washable. I've had my original pair of Rothy's for years now, and they look the same as they did the day that I got them, because when I get them dirty or when they start to smell, just being a little honest there, I throw them in the wash on a cold, delicate cycle and then let them air dry. My biggest gripe with flats are that when you love them, you wear them, and at some point you have to retire them because they're so worn out. Not with Rothy's. I wear them, I use them. When they start to smell, I throw them in the wash and they're like new. Rothy's recently launched men's shoes, so Jeff can get in on this too. They're durable, washable, and better for the planet. Step up your wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/upside to find your new favorites today. That's rothys.com/upside.
Hey guys, it's Marissa. I was calling. So I've been trying to deal with like micro anxieties and getting life together and like doing fall cleaning and all that. So today I decided I have like a bag of batteries at home because you're always told don't throw away batteries. So I have like probably 3 years worth of batteries in a bag at my house that has been driving me crazy. So I was like, I'm going to go past a Batteries Plus. I checked their website. They say they recycle them. And I'm going to drop them off and I'm going to recycle them. Huge bag. So I walk in and I say, hey, do you recycle batteries? And he's like, I'll be honest, we're just going to throw them away. He says that the state of Georgia says it's okay to just throw them in household trash and you don't need to recycle them. And so their locations in Georgia don't recycle just household batteries. And I could have laughed hysterically because I'm thinking this little micro anxiety has bothered me for so long. And like, it's been taking up space in my house because it's this big giant bag of batteries. So it was just funny and I had to share it with you. Have a good week. Bye.
Oh my gosh, Kelly, I cannot believe that you just said you would move into a house with the numbers. I don't even want to say them out loud. Ugh. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Jenna. I was thinking to do that weird 666 number. Maybe we can just string together all the show closes, which they're so good and positive and funny. Maybe that could be what we use as a placeholder. And then we can all go and listen to our favorite closers if we want. All right? Good idea, right? Have a good day. Kiss Ellie. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Katie. I'm listening to today's episode, and Jeff's talking about the number 666 and the number 13 and different floors of buildings. And I was just calling to let you guys know, fun fact, the 13th floor at Grady Hospital of Atlanta is actually the psychiatric floor. Don't know if that's a bad thing or not, but I find it rather amusing, to be honest. Hope y'all are doing great. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, as your UPS fellow listener, I was just calling to let Jeff know he could have gotten his package from the Amazon driver. It doesn't really matter. There's an option to say that the customer met us in the middle of the road somewhere or somewhere else. So either way, we plan to stop at your house, so it's not a big deal if we do. And you can get your package wherever you see anybody that has your package. It's okay, either way. Okay, bye.
I was feeling like some of y'all out there, you got dreams, but you're feeling like you just don't believe in yourself. Well, honeys, if you don't believe in you, it's going to be so hard for other folks to believe in you. So you know what I want you to do today? I want you to start telling yourself that you can do anything you put your mind to. You got some books to write. You got some songs to sing. You got some inventions to invent. You going out there and have yourself a good day. I believe in you.